AP Radio News. I'm Jackie Quinn. President Trump and some Republicans are criticizing a bill about to be voted on in the House to provide $4.5 billion to care for migrants, especially children at the U.S. border. It doesn't have wall funding. Florida Congressman Ross Spano.
If they were serious about solving the problem, Democrats would include additional funding to take care of our law enforcement who are working so hard to address the crisis. And they would include additional funding to reduce the court backlog.
The Transportation Security Administration's about to get involved in border security, telling Congress more than 650 airport screeners and air marshals are being sent to the Mexico border. The director of Customs and Border Protection stepping down. Sources say the head of ICE, Mike Morgan, will replace him. President Trump was asked today about the resignation of John Sanders.
The laws are so bad and the asylum rules and laws are so bad that our Border Patrol people, who are so incredible, aren't allowed to do their jobs.
Vice President Mike Pence says the National Hurricane Center will improve its storm surge warnings this season thanks to three new satellites, and that will help Puerto Rico. Weather officials are predicting a near-normal Atlantic hurricane season. Police are asking for help in the case of a missing University of Utah woman, Mackenzie Luke, last seen with an unknown person on June 17th. She'd been dropped off at a Salt Lake City park around 3 a.m. Since then, her family says that she's missed classes and a flight to California.
We don't have any evidence to suggest any foul play, but just the lack of this being in her character, we are concerned.
Police are trying to identify a person that was seen on surveillance video.
I don't dance now. I make
money. Cardi B was in court today in New York. She pleaded not guilty to attempted assault and other charges after a fight last year in a strip club. This is AP Radio News. 9/11 responders have been pleading with members of Congress to restore money for their medical care. Are reporting some progress.
9/11 first responders say Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell had a sense of urgency about a bill that makes sure a victim's compensation fund for the September 11th attacks never runs out of money. Recovery worker and longtime activist John Field says it did take time.
I don't think Mitch McConnell changed overnight. I think the issue is bigger than Mitch McConnell. It's bigger than me. It's bigger than all of us.
The effort got a boost when comedian Jon Stewart chastised congressional leaders for failing to address the replenishment of the $7 billion fund. Tim McGuire, Washington.
The gay rights uprising at the Stonewall Inn in New York is now commemorated at Yankee Stadium. A plaque to the rioters who fought against harassment is on the same wall as tablets that honor Jackie Robinson and Nelson Mandela. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP Radio News.